vibrating mascara wand. I clambered out of bed and headed downstairs for a drink. Halfway down, I heard the whirring in the kitchen, which grew louder the closer I got to the bottom. I turned into the kitchen, and there was a drill on the kitchen counter, plugged into the same outlet as the coffee maker, with the drill bit whirring, although nobody was pushing the handle. And for that matter, nobody had plugged it in, because we had been upstairs sleeping. The cake mix cupboard was open. Aside from the gaping cake mix cupboard, I was too addled to categorize the disorder. The whirring drill bit scared me, and I ran back upstairs, climbed back into bed, pulled the covers tightly around me, and tried to pretend it had never happened. With the covers pulled over my ears, I couldn't hear the whirring. Soon I forgot all about it and drifted back to sleep. I clambered out of bed and headed downstairs for a drink. I heard the whirring. I turned into the kitchen and there was a drill on the counter, plugged into the same outlet as the coffee maker, even though nobody had plugged it in. Cupboard doors were wrested open. The door to the living room, which is usually open, was closed. A doorbell had been installed on the wall beside the closed living room door. The doorbell glowed in the dark with an eerie flesh-colored light. The idea of pressing it was terrifying.